They say we don't answer the phone calls, and I'll tell you why. We're secretly afraid someone's going to make some derogatory comment. That has happened many times, and it just sort of takes the wind out of your sails. That's why I don't answer phones. You got to expect that when you make your own kind of music. I will stay around after 7 o'clock after the program, and be glad to talk to my friends.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song we're singing.
Hey,
you're
all kind of music.
Let's make your own kind of music, and that's by Mama Cat. Right now, 20 after 6. The metro weather calls for all this rigmarole, rain and snow to stop. Snow and stuff will end this evening, then becoming windy and turning colder tonight. Below near 25, and the weather warning issued, winds and all that kind of stuff. Flurries and blustery north winds gusting up to 50 tomorrow, temperatures holding near 25. And the outlook for Sunday, mainly cloudy and not quite so cold. Our present temperature is, 34 degrees is the present temperature. See how reminder the Welland Adam Miners exhibition game in Brantford scheduled for tonight has been canceled, and inclement weather is responsible for the cancellation.
If you've been planning on upgrading your present sound system, or you're just in the market for some new sound equipment, now's the time to buy some fine quality sound equipment, right now. While Futura Sound and Camera Shop in Dunville is having their inventory clearance sale, you'll save as much as 20 to 30% on quality sound equipment. Yes, that's 20 to 30% savings. Choose from Futura's fine line of Sony, Gewirr, Soma, Ultra Linear, and many more. Futura Sound and Camera Shop in Dunville is pleasantly overstocked, and this merchandise has got to go. And this means 20 to 30% savings for you. So, if you're in the market for some fine new sound equipment, take advantage of this great clearance sale. On now at Futura Sound and Camera Shop, 129 Lark Street East in Dunville. A high car sponsor.
1470 Metro Niagara. Lost in the crowd today. No one with nothing to say.
Have a winner on the high card today. It's up to $285 with Tom Murphy, I guess, on Monday morning. Jay Jeffrey, whose last air show was today, earlier, he said to sound sad. Well, after 10 years in radio, when you're leaving it, you feel pretty sad.
Wind it up, baby. Oh, take it, bring it down.
See now. This is Matt Lucas and baby. See how it's really happening. And it's happening all right here on the Big Norman B Show. 1470 on that dial. Our team knocks you down your sister's face.
Wind it up, baby. Oh, take it to your daddy. I'm gonna ride that train tonight. Goodbye.
CHOW plays more of your favorite music.
Ladies and gentlemen, my, this is Little Richard talking about the great one, the only one, Norman B. Ow, swang, this is the thing. Let it all hang out.
All around the world, rock and roll is the only place. All night and all through the day.
Well, market voltage today. It's 634, Norman Bean. You're getting the best of everything I got left. Here to you. It's 6:37. We'll take a look at the weather next.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence.
Dorada, that is by Les Crane. It's 19 before 7. Let's see how Paul Haynes is here at 7:02. And a lot of good music for you. The weather for Metro, snow ending this evening, becoming windy and turning colder, and the low near 25. The winds will be blustery out of the north, gusting up to 50 miles per hour. Temperatures holding near 25. There'll be flurries tomorrow as well. Sunday mainly cloudy and not quite so cold. Right now our temperature is 34. That's 34 degrees. Here's a Seahaw reminder that on the Garden Show tomorrow, Gord Blendo gives you hints on how to start flowers and vegetable seeds indoors, the materials to use, growing procedures, and the varieties of plants you can start now for weeks of enjoyment during the summer months. That's the Home and Garden Show, 10:05 to 11 tomorrow morning.
When you're out on the town.
1473 House, Metro Niagara.
Out of Paris, Joni Mitchell. I must say hello to Dr. Don, if I don't do anything else, and Mr. and Mrs. Serafini, and Frank Lee and all the boys, and, Mark and Andy, and my folks who are probably listening in Hamilton tonight, and, oh, so many people I've met in Welland, and I really enjoyed my time here, more than, I guess, any other time on radio, but, well, we won't get into all that, I suppose, but we've certainly enjoyed our stay here in Welland. So many highlights. Broadcasting from the Fort Coburn Carnival every year. Man, I show in Welland, the fair in Welland. Broadcasting from the band shell at H.H. Noel Lakeview Park. Remember that? We were supposed to draw thousands. I think we used to draw 16, 17 people on an average. Emceeing the Tiny Tim Chubby Checkers show. The Bachman Turner Overdrive Stampeders concert last year. Taking guests to Steve Aguesu and DeFranco's. The Hitmaker Award for Heartbeat. The Make It or Break It. Later picked up by American stations and... Well, you remember the good times, and you're glad you did it the way you wanted to do it.
And now, the end is near, and so I say, the final curtain.
Sinatra did it my way. We'll leave you with this one.
Start following this exciting Canada-Russia hockey series through all eight games. The game is just about set to begin, and here's one of the star Russian players, Alexander Yakachev. Alex, what are your emotions before this first big game tonight?
I've been waiting such a long time.
We're late in the third period now, and the Russians have taken a 6-3 lead over Canada. The Russian bench is right in front of our broadcasting location. Let's listen in. The Russians have a breakaway. Harry Sinden is yelling encouragement to his players.
Watch out! Watch out! Watch out! Watch out!
Alan Eaglesriv and Harry Sinden are having a conference.
Oh, we is a wondering what in Sam Hill's going on.
We're in Vancouver now, and the Canadians seem completely disorganized. They seem desperate. Now they're trying scare tactics.
Ah!
The fans are booing. Phil Esposito, how do the players feel about the fans' reaction tonight?
What they do?
Now it's over to Russia for the final four games. Over here in Europe, Dick Hatfield and two other players have left the team. How come, Dick?
No point in us pretending. May as well go home. I did on my own, alone again.
The players are definitely feeling very badly. John Ferguson is offering some words of encouragement. Bill Esposito's trying to get the team spirits up now. Despite losing the first game over here in Moscow, the 3,000 Canadians who have come to Moscow have been fantastic. Frank Mahovlet, how do the guys feel about these great Canadian fans? We've just received word that Gilles Perreault has left the team. Here's Coach Sinden. Harry, when did you first hear about Gilles quitting the team? Well, how do the other players feel about these players leaving the team? The officiating over here is terrible. One of the players is complaining to the referee.
The bad mother.
The Canadians are down 3-1 now. The local bookies have just quoted the odds of Canada winning the series. In the sixth game now, Canada has gone ahead 3-2, but are two men short on penalties. Harry Sinden is trying to calm the team down.
Help! You know, I need someone. Help!
Here's Alan Eagleson. Alan, how do you view the officiating tonight? Ken Dryden has made unbelievable saves in the third period. Ken, to what do you attribute your great success today?
Good luck, Chuckma. Hey, you sweet delight.
The two teams have called a press conference now. The Canadians have decided to play a rougher game.
Let's have another brawl.
Our hockey sticks are jostling
to split a fellow's chin.
And the Russians, according to Howie Meeker, had some tricks of their own.
Our skates are nicely sharpened to slash a fellow's chin.
It's the big eighth game of the series. Dryden's in goal. Kenny, are you really up for the big one today? Well, it's 5-3 for the Soviets in the third period now. Let's see how Coach Sinden feels.
I'm up on the tying wire. One side dice and one is fire.
Harry, I understand the Russians tried some psychological maneuvering between periods. What did they yell to you guys in the tunnel coming back for that last period? Alan Eagleson, how do you view this final period?
Come away for the miracle, when we shed no more tears.
Canada have scored the winning goal. See how sports director George Young is making his report to Canada. Gary Forsman, your team had great determination. Why do you feel you won?
For I don't have a
And Phil Esposito, everyone wants to know what you said in that team huddle with a minute left to go in the game.
I gotta go to the can, man.
And how about the Russians over here? Where are you fellas off to after this heartbreaking defeat?
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
Team Canada has returned to the Montreal airport.
This is good to touch the green, green grass of home.
Team Canada reception, Wayne Cashman seems to be a bit intoxicated. Phil Esposito is saying something to him.
Lean on me.
Wayne, what seems to be the trouble? It's been a tremendous victory for Canada and the Canadian style of hockey. Harry Sinden, what are your final thoughts on this great hockey series?
The record shows I took the blow and did it my way.
So long, don't know where I'm going, but so long, you know you've done me wrong.
With the 7 o'clock news, here's Kathy Runwalt.
Thank you, Norm. Good evening. It's 36 degrees.
Paul Haynes and See How Music for Metro Niagara.